for the first time in 600 and something episodes, technical difficulties prevented us from releasing any new form of The Upside with Callie and Jeff on time yesterday.
Now, when you say technical difficulties, I actually thought it was a good show. Like, I felt good about it when we were recording it. So I was pretty bummed because I feel like there was a show last week that we were really struggling with. I'm like, man, why couldn't the technical day have happened when we were not on fire? But I feel like we were on fire yesterday and nobody's going to hear it. Do you have what it sounds like?
I didn't think to pull it, but basically it's happened two other times. So it happens about once every 120 episodes. There's just a glitch in the matrix and we sound like high-pitched robots. And it's the audio, that lousy audio ends up both in the computer and
on
the backup. And there's nothing we can do. And it's a fluke. And nobody, I've talked to engineers. We've swapped out pieces of equipment. It's just a thing that happens.
And the other two times that it happened, I was able to re-record the show with Jeff. He didn't notice this until two nights ago when I was ambient down and I had been sleeping for 4 hours at this point. So that actually might have been a really entertaining show.
To wake you up and do it.
From my ambient stupor.
Well, I want to apologize because it's 100% my fault.
Was it driving you crazy?
Yeah, it drives me crazy because I'm kind of a perfectionist when it comes to, you know, sound quality, technical things, you know, all that. But that's not why it was my fault. It was a specific action that I took exactly 24 hours ago that I think caused the show to fail.
What?
Luckily, I recorded it. Are you ready to take a 24-hour trip down memory lane?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, okay. If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
Even though I think I'm going to jinx it, I'm going to go with my very first thing that
I'm grateful
for.
You can't do gratitude like that, though. I know we say there's no wrong way, but there is. Start over.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for the computer that I use to produce this podcast and so many other podcasts because it's so reliable and trustworthy and it's just been a great computer and I've had it for a lot of years.
Period. My name is Kat. So wait, hold on. That was from yesterday, but I thought the audio was messed up.
It started getting messed up like at minute 7.
Oh.
So it's a slow fade. Mm. So it's kind of like it tricks you because the beginning of the show always sounds fine and then at some point it just fades out into nothing. I've rescued shows before where it's happened at like minute, the other two times it happened at like minute 20. So I just need you to record like the last 10 minutes of the show. This one happened right at the beginning.
And it's because you said, I'm grateful for my computer.
Yep. My fault.
Why? Why would you do that?
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. This episode is brought to you by Dinner Affair.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and I certainly am not grateful for my computer.
You have to know.
What do I do?
Do it right.
I have to undo it.
I know, but okay. So forget the computer altogether. You have to say something else.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for provolone cheese.
Solid choice. My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for new business opportunities.
Did you grow up a Blue's Clues kid?
I did not.
Okay.
But my sister was a huge Blue's Clues fan. And she had all these like notebooks and stuff that have to do with it. I don't know. I just remember it was very big in our house. And I did see that the guy from Blue's Clues was trending yesterday.
Well, the original Blue's Clues guy, because if I, because I'm, I was too old for Blue's Clues, so I missed that, the opportunity to be a fan of Blue's Clues. But I know that it was a guy named Steve and his dog Blue, and they
his cartoon dog, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Steve was a person, and then they would solve mysteries together, and they would solve problems together, and using clues, right? Hence the name. Clues. And then a few years into it, Steve just did an episode where he's like, "Hey, it's been real, but I'm going to college." And so this dude is the new Steve. And then he left. And it was kind of a weird thing because kids, like your sister, were so dialed in to who Steve was, right? Like they.
Well, and I think also when the assumption is when a star that is popular with children leaves, it's because they're going off the deep end. You know what I mean? How Miley's like, "I'm not Hannah Montana anymore." And then she, you know what I mean? It's like, okay.
Right.
Or the guy, what was it? Like Pee Wee Herman, something was like weird with him.
Oh, yeah. No.
And then.
This guy was not anything like
that. No, Pee-wee I know. Herman. But I'm just saying, I think the assumption is because it's happened in the past that if a children's host leaves something abruptly, that there's a bad story,
or that they're not. Well, I don't know that Miley Cyrus is a bad story.
Well, do you remember how mad moms were, and they were like,
it's because she ended up 180 degrees from where she was. Not necessarily a bad thing, just different, right?
Yeah, she was humping the wrecking ball.
And yes,
that's what people were so mad about, which is funny because that seems like so long ago. And now I feel like everybody would be like, "Yeah, whatever."
Well, Steve came back to leave a message to everybody who watched him while they were growing up.
And this is on Twitter, right?
I don't know how Nickelodeon released it because it's the 25th anniversary of Blue's Clues. So I don't know how they released it. I saw it on Facebook. And as someone who doesn't even watch Blue's Clues, I got a little emotional listening to Steve. And he's in his full-on Steve from Blue's Clues outfit, his striped polo shirt and his cap and his glasses.
Hi. You got a second? Okay. You remember how when we were younger, we used to run around and hang out with Blue and find clues and talk to Mr. Salt, freak out about the mail and do all the fun stuff. And then one day I was like, "Oh, hey, guess what? Big news. I'm leaving. This is my brother Joe. He's your new best friend." And then I got on a bus and I left. And we didn't see each other for like a really long time. Can we just talk about that? Great. Because I realized that was kind of abrupt. I just kind of got up and went to college. And that was really challenging, by the way, but great because I got to use my mind and take a step at a time. And now I literally am doing many of the things that I wanted to do. And then look at you and look at all you have done and all you have accomplished in all that time. And it's just so amazing, right? I mean, we started out with clues. And now it's what? Student loans and jobs and families. And some of it has been kind of hard. You know? I know you know. And I wanted to tell you that I really couldn't have done all of that without your help. And in fact, all the help that you helped me with when we were younger is still helping me today, right now. And that's super cool. I guess I just wanted to say that after all these years, I never forgot you, ever. And I'm super glad we're still friends. Thanks for listening. You look great, by the way. Whatever it is you're doing, it's working.
I want to clarify that he didn't wear glasses or a hat on the show.
What?
It was just the blue polo.
He had the glasses though, didn't he?
I don't think so. I think you're thinking of somebody else.
Oh, was that bothering you the entire 2 minutes of the clip?
Yeah, it was. I was like, people used to watch Blue's Clues. This is going to drive them crazy.
That's funny.
Also, props to the marketing team at Nick, because I feel like you want to make anything buzzworthy bring back nostalgia for people our age. And if you go read the comments on Twitter, they're hilarious. It was trending yesterday. So dang funny. Go lurk on it when you get a chance.
Did that. Number one, you're right. He didn't wear glasses or a hat.
Did you just Google it? Because you didn't think I knew my Blues Clues.
No, I was trying to remember, because in my head, he looked exactly the same. But he does. He just no glasses or hat.
Yeah.
He's
like the guy that is so popular right now that all the parents hate and all the kids love. Blippi.
Oh, yeah. He was the Blippi of 25 years ago. I know who Blippi is. So did that not emotionally touch you at all? You're like, meh.
No, it didn't.
You're like, nope. No.
It didn't. It kind of, like, I think it's genius. I think for me, the music behind it was so distracting that I was like every third word listening.
You and I have reversed roles. I'm the one now getting sentimental and touchy at random nostalgic things. And you're the one who's like practical going, oh yeah, it's a good marketing campaign, but the music was a little hot. You and I have done what's the Lindsay Lohan one?
Freaky Friday.
Yes. You and I have Freaky Friday'd.
Here's what I appreciate about you, Jeff Dollar. I appreciate that since we have been together, you are getting in touch with your inner 90s child, which is like with the Blues Clues thing and the Freaky Friday. I'm really proud of you.
Cool. And it's cute that you call me a 90s child, considering I graduated from high school in 1991. No.
I don't think you're a 90s child.
Oh, got
it. I think you're tapping into 90s children such as myself. And I think that I am, you know, rubbing off.
Got it.
On, you know, the inner 90s in you, which I'm not sorry for, because the 90s were the best ever.
Still not watching Hocus Pocus this year.
Why?
Ugh, so terrible.
Cannot with you. Okay. I talked to a nutritionist for the first time last week. And I remember like a couple weeks ago, or do you remember a couple weeks ago when I brought that up to you?
Uh-huh,
and
totally.
I told you. So I had a meeting with her and she's so awesome. There were a couple of things that kind of surprised me about the session. It was really informative, and I think it's the start of a really long journey, because we're going to talk about this more in October, because learning how to be an intuitive eater was on my Octoberlutions list for last year. So I'm technically, you know, still have 3 weeks to learn as much as I can about intuitive eating.
But that doesn't matter. It's still, you know what, if it's something you committed to do the next 12 months, you're still doing it. And if I remember correctly, the original reason it came up is because you want to make sure that you're teaching Ellie about intuitive eating as much as you want to know it for yourself. Is that correct?
Right. Well, so toddlers, babies are intuitive eaters just by nature. So I want to nurture what she instinctively knows.
Got it.
And I don't want to push my, I always have to be on a diet thing to her. And I think a lot of people.
Here's what's happening. All you have to do is eat what Ellie eats.
Just follow her.
Just follow her. She will teach you all you need to know.
Okay. The diet mentality thing, I think going back to kids of the 90s, I feel like diets were just everywhere. I don't know if that was like a specifically like a late 80s, early 90s thing, but diet culture like blew up. Like, do you remember that? It was like
Atkins diet, Jenny Craig.
All the workout videos, remember? And like the silly, like the Thighmaster, remember Suzanne Summers? It was just a huge hot thing, I feel like, for the first time. I don't remember my grandparents working out. I mean, they did, but I don't remember them being like obsessed with it or obsessed with food.
Or I think the thing that I remember about it was very gimmicky. They were very gimmicky diets where like I remember the Atkins one where you just don't eat any carbs ever.
Yeah.
But the problem is, and I know people who've done it, you don't eat any carbs for a year and you lose a ton of weight, and then you touch a bagel and you gain 11 pounds.
Right. And I think that's like the, you know, the underlying thing about diets is they're not sustainable. Like, what is sustainable is learning how to eat and why and what fuels your body in a positive way, and then doing that over and over and over. And it is funny because every time I mention intuitive eating, someone DMs me or messages me about their weight loss program. And I'm like, okay, you don't,
it's the opposite.
You don't understand what I just said. So that's what I am diving into, because I have horrible habits with that. And the truth is, like, crash dieting is really easy for me and it's really effective. But it just mentally is so bad for what it does to my head. And, you know, I don't want to pass that to Ellie, and I don't want her to know. I just don't want to push that on her. So I'm trying to be better myself. Here's something that I got out of this session that I thought was really interesting. And it kind of, we were actually talking, Jeff, about your mindfulness class that you took, like, what was it? Like, at least a year ago.
It was well over a year ago, because it was before the nonsense.
Crazy times. But you told this story, and if you're new here, Jeff, I'll ask you to tell it again, about mindfulness and being really in tune with all of your senses, and the salad example.
There's a woman in the class who, what you had to do is enjoy, you had to mindfully enjoy a meal. And it didn't matter what meal it was. It could have been a snack, it could have been a breakfast, it could have been a fast food burger in the drive-thru, anything. But you had to think about, if it's like a fast food burger, you had to think about the texture of the bun and the pickles, the coolness of the pickles and the tanginess of the mustard and the experience, this, you know, steam coming off if it was really hot or if it was lukewarm, and you break it down into specific elements. And this woman did it with a salad that she had at her desk at work that she was having for lunch. And she broke it down and she was like, the cucumbers are kind of soggy, the dressing doesn't taste very good, but and she realized she hated that salad while she was being mindful about it. And she also realized that 4 out of 5 days a week for the past 5 years maybe, she had that same exact salad because she wasn't being mindful about eating it. She was just eating it because she's like, oh, this is fine. She wasn't really thinking about whether it was good or bad. It was just there. And for years, that was her go-to lunch.
And then she like realized it through the mindfulness exercise. She's like, I actually really hate this salad.
It wasn't
like, it's really not enjoyable at all.
Right.
And it doesn't taste good. And I think, I know I mindlessly eat a lot. I think you do too, Jeff. Like, we just are like, go, go, go. Okay, let's, I'm kind of hungry. Let's stop the hunger. And then we don't even stop to enjoy the food. So one thing that I thought was really cool, we were talking about that, and she asked me the first 5 minutes of one meal. And she's like, do it for one meal and do it every day. Think about how it tastes, what it feels like, all of that kind of stuff for the first 5 minutes. And that was one thing we talked about, which I love. She also talked about, she told me that deep breathing before you eat helps with digestion, which I thought was super interesting. So I went down like a Google rabbit hole after she said that, and it's true. So something to try is to breathe deeply 5 times before you start eating a meal. And it's interesting because I meant to do this, and then I get so rushed around meals that I have completely forgotten, but I'm going to start that at the end of this week. But I thought that was interesting that breathing helps with digestion. And I don't even think about what I'm eating when I eat it, which is such a shame because food is so delicious and such a cool, like, I love the experience of eating food and being around people and the whole thing. So I'm going to start trying to be a little more mindful and present when I'm eating.
We have a round of Supreme Court Cali today.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Two things about this. Number one, I never expected, Because this originally came up when I would find these funny things on the internet, like stories from other people that they would post on Reddit or whatever, while I was just kind of like killing time, waiting for something to upload or something like that. And I never expected that we would actually get people who listen to this show who need your ruling on a current
situation. Other upsiders.
Yeah. And they have situations that they need you to rule on.
Oh, I am so into this.
Things going on in their life. So in order to do that, I think you need your theme music. This thing's going to stick around for a while. So I have a couple of options.
Oh, I get options. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to play three options for you. You pick which one you like the most. Okay. And I'll play them. And then if it's a keeper, say it's a keeper. If it's out, say it's out as soon as you know.
Okay? And I have three.
There's three to choose from. Okay. Yeah.
This sounds like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Too game showy.
Too game showy.
Okay.
I like this one. I'm getting like People's Court vibes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's the front runner thus far?
Yeah. Oh, there's more to it. Wow.
Yeah. We'll probably only use the first 20 seconds. Like, you imagining this being used at the beginning of the segment, or is this going to be used while you contemplate the verdict?
Well, I didn't know that it was going to be so long and have a different part. I almost feel like we do a little bit at the beginning and a little bit of the verdict, but I think the verdict part is especially important because then that fills the silence of me trying to reach my verdict.
Okay, you trying to think. Okay, and then here's the third option.
No, this sounds like I am, this sounds like the beginning of a Dateline episode and I'm driving a car through like
like a long windy road or something.
Yeah, a long windy dirt road.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so is this what we're going with for right now?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't ask the people who...
Did you get me a gavel?
No, but I think you can just knock your coaster against the wooden arm of your chair. See if that works.
But can we find me a gavel sound?
Yeah. Well, I'll find you an actual gavel. Yeah, that sounds okay for now.
That does?
Yeah.
Lily does not like this.
All right, so I'm not going to use this person's name because I don't know if this has to be like anonymous or whatever, but here's your first real life Supreme Court Cali case. I don't know whether or not your verdict will reign supreme in this household, but you are having a say in this familial dispute. Are you ready?
Okay, I am ready.
You're going to side with either the husband or the wife. The wife is the one who sent me a message on Instagram and said, my husband hired a kid in the neighborhood to help him with yard work, specifically cleaning up the backyard. My husband told him not to use the leaf blower around a certain bed because they had just put pine straw down, but the kid did. My husband told me after the fact that he only paid him half of what he was supposed to pay him because the kid didn't do the job as instructed and the kid needs to learn. I am appalled that my husband would do this and I'm embarrassed for running into, if I ever run into the kid's family, that they're going to think that we're just a cheapskate family looking for a way to save money. So am I okay at insisting my husband pay him the full amount, or is my husband right? The kid didn't do the job. The kid doesn't deserve full pay.
Did you say how old the kid was?
I didn't with that little summary, but I remember her saying that he was 11.
Okay.
Should have included that in there. By the way, I'm not going to interrupt you at all as you give your verdict because I got chastised by some Upside listeners for interrupting you. If this is Supreme Court Cali,
it's my decision.
It's your decision. So I will say nothing.
I have reached a verdict.
Okay, hold on.
The court rules the dad should have paid the kid in full, but asked him to fix what he messed up. You should pay the kid. He's only 11 years old And the lesson is not that when you do something wrong, you only get paid half. It's that you make things right when you make a mistake. That's your lesson. I mean, you wouldn't walk into, you know, like a sandwich store, eat half the sandwich, and then be like, oh, I'm not paying because I only, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. It's like you screwed up my sandwich and I didn't like the way it tasted. Like, no, you just don't eat at that sandwich store anymore. So Judge Callie rules, or Supreme Court Callie rules, in favor of the wife.
We had some friends find themselves in a predicament that I know a lot of people have had to deal with. They found themselves in the midst of a COVID outbreak. So there was quarantining and there was testing and there were kids at home bored. So we had KiwiCo crates shipped to the house for the 5-year-old and the 7-year-old. You can trust that a KiwiCo crate will keep young minds and young hands occupied while also stimulating their brain. It's going to cultivate a child's natural creativity and curiosity with new hands-on projects every single month. They've got something from ages 0 to however old, to kids that never stop being kids, and it gets delivered right to their door. The kids are going to be so excited when the KiwiCo crates arrive in the mail, and mom and dad are going to have a great time helping the kids with the projects because there's not really anything to think about except learning and being creative and having fun. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There is something for every kid or kid at heart with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code UPSIDE at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code UPSIDE.
Think organic groceries are too expensive? So do we. Thankfully, there's Thrive Market. Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. They'll deliver what you need so you can spend more time on what matters. Thrive Market has monthly and annual membership options that will give you access to members-only prices. And the best part is, when you join, you give back. Through Thrive Gives, their one-for-one membership matching program, every paid membership we buy sponsors a free one for a low-income family. We've been Thrive Market members for a few years now, and I love how user-friendly the website is because I don't find that to be common, especially with healthy food. And you can easily shop by diets and values. So you could click on keto or low sodium or paleo, but you can also filter through the site by things like BIPOC-owned businesses, family-owned businesses, or products sourced directly from farmers. And I think that is the coolest thing ever. Last week, I went to go see what snacks I wanted to order. And when I clicked on snacks, I then was able to filter by women-founded businesses. And seriously, how awesome is that? Go to thrivemarket.com/upside. Join today to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. That's thrivemarket.com/upside to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. thrivemarket.com/upside.
Sometimes it's easy to forget about the unique hardware that we're born with. We get so attached to our devices, we forget about things like ears and how our ears are so unique. That's why Ultimate Ears Fits are so cool. With Ultimate Ears Fits, you are going to get a device, an earbud that is going to be custom fit to your ear. They're going to stay in when you put them in, and they're going to be so comfortable you can wear them all day long. No pain, no discomfort, because groundbreaking light form technology molds the device to the unique contours of your ear. You heard me. These are custom fit earbuds for you. They've got 8 hours of continuous playback on a single charge. They are engineered to provide a full warm sound, got a tight, punchy low end, and you can set custom EQ presets through the app. If you try Fits and you don't love them as much as I do, no worries. You got a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus free shipping, free returns, 1-year warranty, plus you get 15% off Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Earbuds at ue.com/fits using promo code UPSIDE. That's 15% off with promo code UPSIDE at ue.com/fits, F-I-T-S.
Today's quote of the day is, Great people are those who make others feel that they too can become great.
Here are my three random things brought to you by Brown and Company Jewelers.
Now, before you start, I just would like to note that I forgot to use my gavel, aka my coaster, on my armchair. So I need to
You got to make it official.
Yeah. Can you play my music again?
Okay, here we go.
The court rules in favor of the wife. There you go.
And now here are my three random things brought to you by Brown and Company Jewelers. Number one, or the first two, actually I have four random things today, but the first two both have to do with sleeping. Number one has to do with going to bed. When you go to bed, if you use your fingers to massage your scalp in circular motions for 2 minutes, you're going to boost levels of sleep-inducing chemicals in your body, which will give you a better night's sleep.
And what is Jeff Dollar going to say about this? He's going to say, proof that you should scratch my head every night.
100%.
Jeff loves head scratches.
Tough to beat a scalp massage. And then when you get up in the morning, this is 1B, and I can't do this because I'm paranoid that I'll sleep through it. But it says don't wake up to a buzzer. Wake up to music, because the buzzer causes adrenaline in your system and it wakes you up on the wrong side of the bed. My fear with music, gonna sleep through it.
I can't remember if I said this out loud on the show or not, but I read it and I thought it was fascinating. There are mattresses that gradually heat up in the morning to naturally wake you up.
I need a mattress that gradually angles in the morning to roll me out of bed.
Just so like when like the first time your alarm's supposed to go off, it like your head goes up a little bit to the point where you're like almost standing straight up.
That would be a great one. Or I was thinking from the middle, it kind of...
Oh, it just rolls you gently so out of bed.
If you don't get out of bed by a certain time, you're falling on the floor.
Got it.
You're taking a header. Okay, so that's my first random thing. Number two, it may seem like that issues with your family are taking years off your life, but the opposite is actually true. People who have relationships with family and see them often are happier and healthier than people who don't. This is a study from Harvard Health. A strong family relationship protects you against damaging health issues and extends how long you live.
Now, notice it says strong family relationship, not a complicated, messy, pain in the tail one.
And my third random thing, if your baby is born in autumn, so that's September, October, and November.
Ellie James.
Jeff Dollar.
And Jeff Dollar.
Your baby is going to be smarter than those born at other times of the year. That's from the International Journal of Sports Medicine, not just my imagination.
Sports medicine. Interesting.
Those are my three random things.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Today's episode was brought to you by Dinner Affair, the official meal kit for families. Visit dinneraffair.com/upside for your exclusive discount. You can call us anytime about anything. 800-434-5454. We love your messages, and your feedback helps us create the best show for you.
If your boss is insisting that you return to the office and you are quite comfortable working from home, here are some researched facts to bolster your positions that you should stay working from home. Number one, two studies said that companies where people are working from home and engaging with each other electronically, mm-hmm. like, you know, using Slack or email or video chat or whatever, they are actually having more beneficial and increased interactions than face-to-face interactions at the office.
Oh, I'm not at all surprised.
So if your boss is saying, look, we got to be face-to-face in order to collaborate and work well together, the opposite is actually true.
So take that and tell your boss to put that in their work pipe and smoke it.
Goodness.
That didn't come out as gracefully as I thought it was going to in my head.
Well, I've got two other stats, so you can use it for one of these other two. You can try it again. Mm. Number two, remote workers are actually more committed to the job than in-person workers because the fact that you are away from the office means that you have to show increased levels of loyalty and increased amounts of loyalty and support to the workplace in order to demonstrate that you actually love your job than you do if you're there.
When so you're, boom, when, tell your boss to put that in their work pipe and smoke it.
And only 6% of bosses reported that productivity had gone down when offices went to work from home. The majority, about two-thirds of bosses, said that that employee productivity stayed about the same, and just under a third of bosses said that productivity actually went up when people started working from home.
I think I'm more productive at home, and I'll tell you exactly why, because I'm someone that just got to work from home privilege recently. And I feel like I need to overcompensate when I'm at home so they know I'm working. So I actually feel like I do more when I'm working from home, if that makes sense. Because I'm like, gotta make them know that I'm, you know, really in the game. And
yeah. So I think Callie just told her boss to put that in her work pipe and light it up and smoke it around.
My boss is a guy, but yeah, for sure. No, I didn't say that. I don't want to be fired.
Hey guys, it's Heather. I used to have a boss who bought those simple gel click pens in blue, only blue. I think they're by Pilot. And he made me order refills, but he wouldn't keep the refills at his desk. He would only keep them in my desk. So every time he needed a refill, he would come to me and ask me for a refill, and we would put it in his little crappy gel pen clicky thing, and he felt like that was helping the environment, so we did it all the time. I know it's weird. I thought it was weird myself, but there are people who buy pen refills. Thanks. Bye.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check out betterhelp.com/upside. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. I've been going to therapy for more than a decade, and it has changed my life in countless ways. I love my friends and I love my family, but having an unbiased professional counselor has allowed me to sort through my unfiltered thoughts and really work through different things in my life with zero judgment. In therapy, I've sorted through everything from really rough patches to daily self-improvement. BetterHelp is much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised at what you might gain from it. See if it's for you. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Upside listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/upside. That's BetterHelp.com/upside.
Hey guys, happy Tuesday. It's Tuesday. You guys are talking about the brain fog, and I could not resonate more with that. This weekend, same thing. Like, went to bed at 10 o'clock, got a ton of sleep, woke up, had the day off. Yesterday, I was just in a mood. I don't know what it was. It was so weird. I tried to work out. I went to the grocery store. I did all the things. Maybe there's like this like mood cloud hanging over Georgia right now or something, and we're all getting affected by it. Because that's really never happened to me, and I'm kind of still feeling it, and it's Tuesday, so I don't know. Anyways, brain fog. We'll figure it out one day, right? Bye!
Callie and Jeff, have I missed it? I am on the edge of my seat waiting for the information about Old Smokey and the Beekeeper. Just waiting, hoping I haven't missed it. Bye.
Love the throwback episode today. Now, I can't be the only one that noticed, but Callie talks differently. Am I the only one? I feel like she really pronounces her R's recently. I don't know. It's like the weirdest thing, but I've noticed it. When she says R, she like really pronounces it. And I don't know. She sounds really, really different in this old episode.
Hey, guys. It's Crystal. I think it's hilarious that you guys are talking about brain fog. I had to be up early this morning to do something super, super duper important for work. I work at a law office. So I went to bed early-ish, you know, not like super late, not super early, just like perfect. Make sure I had the amount of time. Clothes set out like I do every night because you guys taught me that and it's genius. I wake up this morning and I feel like I either slept 2 hours or I slept 20. Like, is there a such thing where you can sleep too much? Does the body have an optimal sleep time? Because I don't think I got more than like 8 hours sleep, maybe 9. But I'm like, is my body so used to functioning on 6 that 8 just threw me off or something? It's been the worst. So I'm headed to Starbucks. You guys have an amazing day. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, it's Skylar. So, I've been trying to think for the last week what the show closes reminded me of. And I don't know if y'all seen that older movie, Because of Winn-Dixie, that came out in, like, 2003. But Cicely Tyson's character, Gloria Dump, that is who I've been thinking of that the show closes reminds me of. I don't know if anybody relates to that, but hey, I'm glad I finally figured it out. Love y'all.
I was feeling like some of y'all out there, you got dreams, but you're feeling like you just don't believe in yourself. Well, honey, if you don't believe in you, it's going to be so hard for other folks to believe in you. So you know what I want you to do today? I want you to start telling yourself that you can do anything you put your mind to. You got some books to write. You got some songs to sing. You got some inventions to invent. You go on out there and have yourself a good day. I believe in you.